This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 370 for Thursday, April 28th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Thursday, with losses in the front months and gains in the new crop contracts as the market works to encourage more planted area this spring. Canola down $2.10 in the July contract at $1,206.70 per ton. New crop November hitting fresh contract highs, up $10.10 at $1,122.70. Statistics Canada's Planting Intentions report out earlier this week forecast a 7% reduction in seeded canola area at 20.9 million acres. The market would like to see more area seeded to the crop, especially given the tight old crop supplies. Gains in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures, provided additional support, as did recent weakness in the Canadian dollar. However, some profit-taking at the highs did come forward to temper the advances. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed, as was wheat, corn holding on to small gains. Soybeans traded to both sides of unchanged, with a rally in soy oil countered by losses in soy meal, keeping beans themselves relatively range-bound with the bias lower in the most active months. July soybeans down 8 cents at the final bell at $16.84 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included 481,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 580,000 tons of new crop. Conflicting reports on Indonesia's ban on palm oil exports has led to some volatility in the vegetable oil markets over the past week. The latest details indicate the world's largest palm oil exporter will halt sales of both refined and crude palm oil for 3 weeks. Corn, it's underpinned by solid export demand, but the losses in beans and wheat put some pressure on values. The July corn contract up a penny at the final bell at $8.13 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly export sales of about 1.7 million tons of corn, roughly evenly split between the old and new crop. Additional flash sales of just over a million tons to China were also announced this morning. Wheat futures trading to both sides of unchanged throughout the day, but lower across the board. At the close, July wheat in Minneapolis down 4 cents at $11.90 per bushel. Kansas City down 12 cents in the July contract at $11.41 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 5 cents in July at $10.85 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales included only 32,000 tons of old crop business, as there were large cancellations reported. Strength in the U.S. dollar is making U.S. wheat exports more expensive on the international market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, April 28th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.